It's 7:04. This is KRCC NCPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Colorado's gambling industry is booming. Over the last 5 years, tax revenues from gaming have grown with higher stakes tables and addition of sports betting. But calls to 1-800-GAMBLER, the problem gambler hotline, are climbing too. Zach Everett of Denver is in recovery from a gambling addiction. He says it was devastating financially.
I got to a point where I had maxed out several credit cards, wasn't able to pay the loans back. The desperation mode was insane.
Everett says increased access to gambling only leads to more problem gamblers. He wants state leaders to do more to address the issue. Colorado wildlife officials will soon decide whether to allow limited hunting of the fastest animal in the Western Hemisphere. CPR Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg.
The population of pronghorn, sometimes called antelope, has exploded in recent years in the North Fruta Desert, west of Grand Junction. The hooved, horned creatures have caused damage to local agricultural fields. So in a rare move, Colorado Parks and Wildlife is proposing a new pronghorn hunting season in the area. The agency has already taken public comment and will make a final decision at a meeting in mid-January. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Minimum wage workers in Denver will have a nice New Year's bump. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
The city's minimum wage will rise from $18.81 to $19.29 starting on January 1st. That's more than double the national minimum wage of $7.25 and the highest in the state. Colorado's minimum wage will rise to $15.16. Edgewater, Boulder, and Boulder County have higher minimum wages than most of the state. Denver is also raising its tipped minimum wage, the minimum base amount tipped workers receive. The city did so even after Governor Jared Polis and other lawmakers argued restaurant labor costs are too high. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
This is